Hacknip Radio.
Okay, Oreo, go ahead and introduce the show, because when I do it, it gets all gay and such.
Hacknip episode 13, I believe. And
14.
And I'm Oreo X, and along with me is, introduce yourselves.
Hello. This is Tony Boy.
And y'all know who I am, so I'm not even going to bother.
All right. That's Coder, and UT Crazy is in the background. He can't talk right now. His sound card is messed up, so.
We owned him. Yeah, so.
We hacked his sound card.
Yes.
But, alright. Who's going to do the calling tonight, me or Ponyboy?
Or both? I think I can do it if you need me to.
Alright, yeah, I'm recording right now. We can switch up back and forth, so, you can go for it.
The first number
we are calling tonight, or are we going to do Disney World?
Yeah.
All right. Go for the 407 number that I gave you. That one would probably be the best. It says you can contact anyone or anywhere at Disney World.
All right. Well, I'm going to call that one. Let me go grab a phone card real quick. Hang on.
Okay. Not right now, but later on in the show. But you will need the phone card. All right, anyway, I actually had ear surgery on Monday. Today is Friday. I actually had ear surgery on Monday. Today is Friday, July 16th. No, 15th. And I had ear surgery on Monday, the 11th. And my equilibrium has been affected because of that. My taste is all screwed up, and it's going to take a couple months to get the ball back and all that bullshit. But if you hear me barfing in the background, it's because somebody bumped something or I fell over or something. And okay, anyway, while Ponyboy's doing that, I'm going to go right into the content. I was reading through the local paper, and because of that hurricane in the Gulf, they're talking about the low pressure system coming up through here in Michigan anyway, and doing something with the mold spores or whatever. I don't know. Don't ask me. But anyway, they're commenting on the mold spores or the dust rust spores or some mysterious windborne disease that they probably made up for to scare people. But that's not what I'm going to talk about. They said, according to AccuWeather, that's ACCUweather.com, and then they gave the weather information, but the only problem is they're getting their weather information from a company. And you know what happens if that company happens to have a really, really bad article come up about them, don't you, Oreo?
No, what happens?
Well, the papers that use that company as a sponsor and everything don't necessarily like to run it. Let's say, for instance, Diet Pepsi was sponsoring Hacknip, and they aren't. But let's say Diet Pepsi was sponsoring Hacknip, and Diet Pepsi got sued for putting some noxious chemicals in their pop. Would I really be willing to run a, would I really be willing to run a really nasty article about Pepsi because I'd take the chance of losing my sponsorship? Absolutely not. So what my suggestion is to my local paper is to get their information from the good source, you know, the government. Well, the government has the best weather source around, so, you know, don't get on me too much because of that. But anyway, I can just go to weather.gov and get all the information I'd like. And that's that. I was thinking about writing a little opinion column, but I decided against it. I'm going to go into a fairly large tangent on the next one. I'm going to comment on the comments from Hacker Media from Nextbox. They released episode number 40. a few days back, and, you know, UT Crazy and T Primex are all happy and joy because they got, like, 25 comments, at least as of the time I printed this one out. One of them is mine, and, they aren't exactly what you'd call positive, but, you know, some people need to have negative feedback, but that's not my problem. Okay, let's start out. This one is from a guy named Gene, and, he says, no one likes your show because it sucks. There's no flow. Humor, topical structure of any kind or personality. Not because you have anything to do with Microsoft. That was posted by Gene on July 13th. And Gene, okay, that's fine you feel that way, but wait a second. The whole idea of comments is to let people know that, okay, you're doing good, here's how you can do better, or you're doing bad, here's how you can do better, or you're doing bad, here's how you can do better. It's not you're doing bad, you suck. You need to actually provide good feedback. Then UT provided a rather humorous comment. Oh, you listened. We must be doing something right. Yeah, I feel the way. Same way too. This M guy put yawn. I think that might have been Miker, but I'm not gonna. You know, that's my own opinion. Whatever. If it's not him, I apologize. Somebody wrote a really good comment here, and I congratulate them because of that. And UT got a little upset about that and put, I give up. Hacker Media went downhill as soon as Gene and Izzy started posting. Kids were replied, downhill, eh? Well, I can agree with UT's sentiments. And, yeah, all that good stuff. But, anyway, yeah, I can understand UT's, whatchamacallit there, because if you have people just saying, yeah, you suck, get off the air. What are you going to do? You're going to get off the air. Okay, and then, here we go. NyQuil posted a little thing here to include in what Gene said about your show also. Like, he doesn't use any punctuation, so let's try again. To include in what Gene said about your show also lacks maturity. Hacker Media isn't going anywhere as of now. People are really starting not to like you because of your biased views on your show. Okay, and then UT... And it's kind of a spam war between UT and these noobs, if you will. UT comes back and says, explain if you think Quizzy isn't biased, I'm going to have to kill you now. I don't know what you're talking about with maturity. We're not the ones talking about urinal poop. I'm not going to get into that. That's a whole other issue. Yeah, urinal poop equals Microsoft. Microsoft equals urinal poop, blah, blah. And there are a couple other... regular comments. Again, learn how to read. I said nothing about Squizzy being mature. I said they're comical. You can make major improvements on your show. Show less obviously biased views on things. And he says episode 38 had too many examples to count. Just doing that alone would help add listeners to your show. If you want to chat more on this topic, you can IM me on AIM. I'm not going to give away a screen name. And, you know, UG's getting a little pissed because nobody's saying any good stuff and only one person saying, yeah, you need to be more biased. And then I finally read through all these and I said, okay, here's my comments. Okay, first off, and I'm going to quote my own self. Okay, first off, if you motherfuckers want to have a fucking rant on this fucking comment thingy, take it to the forums. Yes, Kissel does have fucking forums. More relevant note, I liked the show and I did, and I'll listen to more and I will. And then I go back to my pissed-off rant. If you don't support alternative media, it will die. Sucky alternative media is always better than brainwashing mass media like CNN and Fox and ABC and sometimes even C-SPAN. And who the fuck cares if Nextbox is biased? I'm fucking biased. Why the fuck do you fucking bother me? Why should you guys care if a radio show is biased, if it's the other way? You turn to CNN to get that side. You turn to us to get the other side, and then you're fucking bitching because it's biased. It just doesn't work out that way. I mean, fuck! Okay, let me cool down. Someone fill in.
Hello, this is Dr. Light, your MC for Hacknip Radio. We encountered a little technical snafu when recording this particular episode, so following the musical interlude, we will be rejoining the show at beginning number two.
I'm going to start over. This is Coder. You're listening to Hacknip Radio, episode 14. Today is July 15th, 2005. Alright, anyway, I'm joined here by Oreo X.
Hello. Hello, hello, everyone.
Ponyboy.
What up, bitches?
Delete.
Yeah, I'm here.
And the UT Crazy, which cannot talk.
Hello!
Alright, anyway. I'm going to comment on some mold, or see, here in the Midwest, we have this thing called corn. And there's this rust thing that just decides to do something bad to corn. Don't ask me what. So this rust thing does something bad, and it's carried along by the weather. Wind and rain and thunder, tornadic cloud, Hurricane Francis bullshit things, and all this crap. But anyway, it's carried along by the weather. And I saw this article in my local newspaper. I don't have the entire text in front of me, but I remember what I was going to talk about. So it's all good. And they're saying something about the mold spores or whatever that's being carried along by the weather. And they say, according to AccuWeather.com, wait a second, AccuWeather.com is a company, am I right?
Indeed.
Yes, it is a company. So what's wrong with this picture? We have a newspaper that's getting its weather from a company. Where does that just doesn't go right. Okay, folks, today's forecast will be partly sunny with a high of 83 and a low of 22, or 67, rather. And you go outside and there's fucking 3 feet of snow on the ground. Can you
this
imagine
This message
that?
Has been brought to you by AccuWeather.com.
Exactly. No, they aren't our sponsors.
That's on the radios.
What?
You get a lot of that on the radio, too, if you listen.
Yeah,
they don't actually have a thermometer. They just look online and they say whoever it's by.
Right, and yeah, that's the problem though. They look at the wrong source. They look at the stupid company that just happens to say, "Oh, the sky is green." Well, folks, that was Brad Pitt, and he was singing his fuck ass song. And I'm looking at the thermometer, and the sky is green, and it's 310 degrees outside. So apply your sunscreen. And you look outside, it's fucking a fucking blizzard, and there's fucking 3 million feet of snow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you.
So they're getting the weather information. Good.
Yeah, I get that same thing. I have like a RSS reader, right? And I go in and I look at the weather for Lafayette, Louisiana, and it says 40% chance of rain. And it's raining outside, you know, so, yeah, you can always trust that.
Yeah. But the problem is, though, they're getting the weather information from the wrong sources. They're getting it from some company, not the official source. I always get my weather information, and this segment of Hacking Up Radio has been brought to you by the National Weather Service. Weather.gov.
Now, see, what I always found useful, and, I mean, this kind of doesn't apply to everybody, but, like,
right.
I've got a radio scanner.
Right.
And there's actually designated frequencies for
right.
your area that you can go to, and it will nonstop broadcast the weather to you.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
as
That's
it
what
should.
I do.
And it has that dude's voice. That, I don't know, every place I've gone and I hear this, it's this, like, sounds sort of like a British guy, you know?
Yeah, I'll give you guys an example. Hold up. Keep talking.
I would, but my scanner is in about 14.
What now?
And I said I would turn about 14 pieces right now.
All right, you guys keep talking. I got to switch.
All right. Okay. Like, do y'all have the same voice in y'all's area?
Yeah. It's the same. It sounds like about everywhere.
Talking. I'm gonna switch cards. I'll be right back.
All right.
Okay.
I think mine sounds more or less like a, just like a robotic text-to-speech type voice, but then again, I haven't really checked the weather and like stuff.
Yeah, I think it's the same voice they use when you have the, you know, the
emergency people.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pliable sometimes.
Oh, wow, I went off topic.
But I don't know. I don't trust. I mean, as bad as it sounds, I don't trust, like, anything that the TV tells me anymore. Because most everything that is on the TV is sponsored by a company that's making money for them telling you about that, you know? And it's all going to be biased towards what that company wants to tell you. So.
It is, whether it's brought to you by Doritos.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and that's what it's going to be like in 20 years, you know? Probably not even 20 years. They're going to have, like, anything. Like, when you put it on, when you turn your TV to, like, the TV guide channel, it's going to be, like, merged with four major conglomerates, and it's going to be the TV guide, fucking...
The TV guide, plus a Doritos ad, plus CNN, plus some national emergency weather bullshit.
And they're gonna find some way to merge all four of those companies' names.
Yeah, you guys overlap. Go ahead, Dorit.
Yeah, it's like you go to the Weather Channel, and if you watch it, my dad watches that all the time because, you know, like, we live in South Louisiana, and, you know, the hurricanes and all that crap, but you see so many commercials that have no relevance at all to weather, but yet, you know, you'll have all those skin commercials, and it's like, yeah, I trust the Weather Channel with, you know, and it's hard to trust anyone anymore, especially in the mass media.
Yeah, the Weather Channel is a pretty good source. And speaking of that robot voice, here we go.
Rain 40%, heat index near 95 for Saturday night, partly cloudy.
Is that the robotic voice?
That's my voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Same one here.
I think you can hear that now on FRS radios, you know, like...
They have the built-in weather thing.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they have that female that doesn't sound... Here, I'll get you guys a girl on here, the girl chick.
Wow, thanks for helping out with my girlfriend situation. Thank you.
I'll give it a couple minutes before it. But anyway, yeah, that's the way it's going to be. You're going to have all these corporate... craptacular poopies. I'm not even going to bother with that female voice. You guys can go online and hear it. I don't have time. Got better things to do. But that's the way it's going to be. And, yeah.
Yeah. I'm on weatherchannel.com that says, your local forecast brought to you by Scott's Advanced Your Lawn Care.
Yeah. Well, see, Scott's has a little bit of something to do with weather because, you know, get the rain and it waters the lawn. Then have Scott's come in and fertilize your lawn and make a big Pepsi logo in the middle of your lawn, yeah. Yeah.
That would own.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't blame them. I mean, you have to have some advertising, but at least they're keeping it relevant, you know.
A little bit. Trying, anyway.
And at the bottom it says, also brought to you by online degree programs. Like, and online colleges. What does that have to do with weather?
This segment of Hacknip Radio brought to you by the University of Phoenix Online.
And we're giving, like, plugs for, like, the Weather Channel, Pepsi, Scott's. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to make it funny. Actually, listeners, I don't endorse any of those products. They all suck.
That's right, because we're sponsored by Walmart.
Oh, God.
up all the products mentioned at Walmart.
Watch out for falling prices.
No. Yeah, we had a little fun with Walmart a couple episodes back. Yeah. Anyway.
Wow. Well, see, I've never heard of this. I'm sorry to say. I'm on the show, but yet I've never heard of it. I seriously haven't heard of it. Oreo X, why haven't you told me about this show?
Really?
Actually, because I just heard of it today, too. But it's cool.
Well, Oreo X, don't freaking... You noob. You've heard about this for a little while.
I don't want the lead to beat me up. Don't tell him that.
Oh, if we're crying out loud, Oreo X, you're always in the fucking IRC channel saying, yay, Hacknip, yay. You've been in there for weeks. What the fuck?
I've got a question.
Sure.
Does Hacknip have anything to do with Catsy?
See, that's what it means. That's what I put on the website. And if you go to, when you get a chance, hackermedia.net/Hacknip, it'll say Hacknip, stuff for hackers, not for cats.
Oh. Okay, now I know. Yeah, you're hosted by Hacker Media. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm
so, no, I have nothing to do with cats. Unless, not even really cat sex.
But it should, because everything does.
Well, I don't want to be everything. If Walmart had something huge to do with cat sex, did you want to be affiliated with cat sex?
Not really.
See? But anyway, I'm going to move on.
It depends on if I'm getting paid.
Okay.
All right, back to the show.
Yeah, I'm going to go on to the Hacker Media comment thingies, because UG Crazy, hi, Mr. Ghost, sitting there in the background who can't talk. I'm pointing and laughing. Ha 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 ha.
Shouts to UT. Oreo gives you a big hug.
Big shouts to UT. Big shouts. Anyway. All these people were pretty much going on Hacker Media and saying the show sucked. And I pretty much went in there and stuck up for him. And here's how it went. He released episode 40, which is a good episode. All his episodes are. I've only listened to one. Hold on. Keep talking. Okay, I'm back.
That's good radio.
Yeah.
When someone throws up on air, that's great.
Anyway, Gene, which from what I see here, Gene, if you're listening, you probably aren't, but I'm looking here at these comments you've made just on episode 40. And Gene, I'm going to give a big old fuck you to a Gene. You're a total asshole. That's exactly what you are.
We all hope you get hit by a car.
Yeah. Well, not really, because then if he actually does get hit by a car and the prosecuting attorney gets a hold of this, never mind. Anyway.
I'm not going to say anything bad, because I don't want bad reviews on Hacker Media.
Yeah, that'd be really bad. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
No one.
This is why you
Gene,
have handles, not real name.
Yeah, Gene said no one likes your show because it sucks. There's no flow, humor, topical structure of any kind of personality. Not because you have nothing to do with Microsoft. Okay. Now, comments are for good feedback. Where the fuck in the comment section does it say, oh, by the way, tell this guy he sucks and make him quit? It does. And it goes on. And UT got pissed and he said, I give up. Hacker Media went downhill as soon as Gene and Izzy started posting. That's his opinion. Kissel comes back. Downhill, eh? NyQuil starts out and he's an asshole, too. I think so. That's, in my humble opinion, he's an asshole. That doesn't reflect anybody else. To include on what Gene said about your show is also lacks maturity. Hacker Media isn't going anywhere as of now. People are just really starting not to like you because of your biased views on your show. Number one, Hacker Media is going places. This is fucking Hacker Media. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, what? What?
was like, yeah, man, I hear about hacker media from people that don't even know how to hack, so, you know, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'm a total fucking noob.
Just like me.
Yes.
Yes, OreoX is a noob.
He's got noob in his middle name.
Wow, I'm getting bad lag.
Yeah, well. Oh, well.
Back to hacker media.
Yeah. He said, people don't like you because, here it goes. People are just really starting not to like you because of your biased views on your show. Okay, I'm biased. I'm saying you're an asshole. That's a biased opinion. Okay? I'm fucking biased. I've said that from day one. Why the fuck aren't you saying that to me? Okay? You go to CNN, and you go to C-SPAN, and you go to Fox News. You get all those fucking biased opinions. Okay? From the equal media. Bullshit. It's all either left or right. I don't know which. I don't even care. So, I'm biased at another point of view. It's not left nor right. It's down the middle. I'm biased down the middle. So, hacker media is going places, and I'm biased. That just takes out your comments. Get lost.
You know what you can say is, you know, if they're so unhappy, then why don't they create their own show, you know?
And I've said that from day one.
Be part of the problem, be part of the solution.
Exactly. I've said that from motherfucking day one. If you don't like this show or you don't like any other fucking show, that is, or any TV or any video or anything that's out there, do it yourself. Do it yourself. And if you can make it better, hey, the more power to you. But...
And... Even if you do like stuff that's out there,
do it yourself.
Making a hacker radio show is probably one of the most amazing experiences that I've ever had. I mean, personally,
you're only two episodes in though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think my show is that amazing, but just doing it and releasing it and knowing that, you know, there's probably someone out there who's listening to it and likes it. And is learning something from it.
And even
that's
better,
what it's
they're
about.
Like, and even better, they're like 3 million miles away.
Yeah.
There are other beings on other planets listening to you, learning.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Going to hack the world.
All thanks to the NSA stream.
I mean, it's like
the planet.
Yeah, that's what keeps me going, knowing that there's people out there in different states all over the world. I don't even know, because nobody sends me an email. So please send me an email. Okay.
I mean, I don't want
to
say, because...
Spam.
Yeah. I mean, I like hacker media. I like it. You know, it's a great resource for finding new shows and getting the word out about your shows, and I mean... Big props to Hacker Media. I love it.
Yeah.
But Hacker Media isn't the reason to make a radio show, you know? Fuck comments on Hacker Media. Personally, like, I get less comments on Hacker Media. Because regardless of what anybody says, you're not really making a show to stand up to their standards, but
right,
you want it to be.
You're making a show to stand up to yours.
Exactly.
Exactly. And I guess that's the problem I've had so far. I try to make it up to the big show standards, you know, like Infonomicon and Binrev and RFA. And that just didn't seem to work. Because, you know, I'm not dual parallel. I'm not Droops. I'm not, Stank. Those people that are creating those shows. And Stank, I'm going to see you, man. All right, come back soon.
Yeah, I want to that comment.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess, you know, real life gets in the way sometimes. Gotta take care of things that are actually going on with you instead of,
you know, catering to other people.
Real life is lame.
Yeah. And that's why I had to take a break. You know, that's why I had to take a break on Hacknet, because it went... One update was up at the end of August, and then I'd throw another update up until pretty much Christmas break, which was in December, or Thanksgiving break, which was in December. You know, school got in the way. So, but I hope that won't happen again. If it does, oh well, I'll try my best. Whatever. Okay, anyway. Yeah, big shout out to Stank Dog. I know things get in the way. But as I was saying, I realize now that as long as I'm having fun on the show, it'll continue. If it gets to the point where I'm just not having fun, it doesn't get fun, I'm gonna drop like that. And I almost got to the point in the previous episodes where I almost did drop it because it felt like no one was listening. And I wasn't having any fun because I thought no one was listening. And then when you think no one's listening, you get the idea, well, why the fuck am I doing this if no one's listening? I'm not having any fun. But now it gets to the point where I don't even care if anybody's listening. I'm just doing it for the fuck of it. And I'm having fun now, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if it's not fun, there's no point in doing it, even if it is helping, you know?
Yeah. Right. I agree. Okay, enough of that. I've beat that thing to death. One small comment. If you're going to have a big flame war on a Hacker Media comment thingy, take it to Kissel's forums. He has forums. Go to the Hacker Media public access link on Hacker Media. Click on the message boards. Fight it off there. You know, that's the place to handle it. And if you don't support alternative media, it will die. Sucky alternative media is always, always, always better than brainwashing mass media. And who cares if it's biased? I've touched on that. Okay. This thing here was on Slashdot. It's on the front page of Slashdot right now, or should be. Apparently, Disney World in Florida is... Excuse me. Apparently Disney World is requiring people to give them their fingerprints or whatever before they can even enter the park. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's on Slashdot.
That's crazy.
Actually, this was on Off the Hook quite a while ago, and I asked some people around the email, and also I heard it on their show a few weeks later, and what it turns out is they're not actually saving your fingerprint. It's just the shape. So if you, like, put in, like, I don't know, like a key or something, it would just record the shape of the key. It wouldn't actually get your actual fingerprint, so you don't have to worry about it tying in with the database, but it's still, you know, it's kind of scary.
Right.
Well, you got to take into consideration, though, that that's what they're telling you, you know?
Yeah, can you guys speak up a little?
Large corporations have a long history of lying to keep themselves out of trouble.
Exactly.
They might tell you, I mean, you gotta, if it's just the shape of your fingerprint, that really helps nothing in them being able to identify people who are in the park, because just about everyone's fingerprint is the same shape, you know?
It's like saying, no, officer, this plant isn't a pot, it's just shape of pot. You know what I mean?
I'm not Brian Peppers. I just look like Brian Peppers.
Who just spoke? I think it was Oreo.
Yeah, I really don't think that the fingerprint thing... Why would they do it if they wouldn't keep record of it?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much pointless if you would get it for the shape.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. So I'm going to read this little article to you.
Well,
I'm going to comment.
Thing.
Well, go ahead, guys. Make your comments.
All right, well, sorry. There's a latency between y'all talking and me talking, so I'm sorry about that. But anyways, yeah, that's what they're saying. So, you know, it would be good to, you know, someone who's going to Disney World, you know, might as well try it out by, you know, putting something over your finger and seeing if it actually works, you know, I think I would be, could rest easier at night knowing if someone, if it was just shapes of your finger, but then again, I understand what you're saying, you know, so someone
then they would catch you trying to put a key in, and then they would claim you were a terrorist or something, not wanting to get your fingerprint on record.
Yeah.
Fuck. If it's just a shape, I'm gonna take a fucking beige box.
No. This is an alligator clip.
the number. This is the pet. This is the star number. Star symbol. So what I'm going to do here, I'm going to read this article, point out the statistics at the survey, I'm going to call them, and have a little fun. Orlando, Florida. The addition of finger scanning technology at the entrances of Walt Disney World theme parks for all visitors has caused concern among privacy advocates, according to a Local 6 News report. I got this thing from Local 6 News. I think it's a step in the wrong direction, Civil Liberties Union spokesman George Crossley said. I think it is a step towards collecting personal information on people regardless of what Disney says. Tourists visiting Disney theme parks in Central Florida must now provide their index and middle fingers. Two. Not one, two. I'll get to my rant later. To be scanned before even entering the front gates. And he gave some images. Alright. Scans are formally for season pass holders, but now everyone must provide their fingers, Local 6 News reported. They have reportedly phased in for all ticket holders during the past 6 months, according to a report. Disney officials said the scans help keep track of who is using legitimate tickets. That's what barcodes are for, dumbasses. It is technology reminiscent of Mission Impossible or James Bond, the 6 reporter Jessica Sanchez said. It works by scanning the ridges and structure of your index finger and middle finger, called your finger geometry. I'm going to comment on that later. Disney officials said the finger scans do not take the actual fingerprint. Bullshit. The scan recognizes certain points and outlines visitors' fingers. Yeah, like the one on the big one in between the two sides of your finger. Yeah. Critics of the new scanning technology do not agree with Disney and said the scans border on a violation of privacy. And they do. I think it's a step in the wrong direction, George Crossley said. I think it's a step towards... he already said that. Crossley said they'll be looking into the scans. The collecting of this fingertip information, how it is to be used, and what the source of that information is as it relates to what we will show. I don't like it, and we will look into it. Finger scanning began earlier this year at some parks before expanding to the entire complex, according to a report. Universal Orlando and SeaWorld also plan to implement similar technology in the future. This is the survey. Visitors to Walt Disney World in Florida must get their fingers scanned before entering the theme parks. Do you think this is a good idea, or does it border on a violation of privacy? They had a lot of people respond. I can't even add up the numbers. They're like thousands. And that's good radio. But 5,356 people said, sure, it's a good idea. Why not? Hell yeah. 39%. No, I don't like it. 7,576%. And a whole 665 people were probably waiting for the next SpongeBob episode to decide. Okay. We have 56% compared to 39%. Citizens don't like it, Disney. Fuck off. And I like the comment here. This technology reminiscent of the Mission Impossible, James Bond, blah, 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 works by scanning the ridges and structure of your index finger and middle finger, called your finger geometry. Okay. What if I were to have a big cut? Like a big chunk of my skin was missing. And then I went there. And I pressed it. And then that piece of skin or whatever came back. Would that, no. Am I still on the air?
Yeah.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I was here.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure about this phone card. But anyway, you know, it's not a good thing. And I'm going to let you guys comment on that more. And I'm going to call in card, I'm going to call in with a different card so we can make that phone call. Be right back.
All right.
So go ahead and start commenting.
Oh, okay. Alright, well, I'm headed to Florida, actually, this week, and I'll see if I can go to Disney World. I'll test that out if I do go. So that'll be kind of cool.
Sweet. Yeah, I'd definitely try it out. Did they say, did he say it was for season pass or something?
No, it was originally that first for season pass.
Yeah, and then they moved it over to everyone has to do it now.
Yeah, I'm getting the human barcode shirt. Okay. That's really how everything comes. I mean,
yeah.
2-year-old you go down to Disney World is Mickey Mouse, and you have to get your fingerprint taken.
If you do go to Disney World and you do get the fingerprint done, be sure to let everyone know if you get anything interesting in the mail or any nice telemarketer phone calls from Disney, because I really think that's where that's going. I think that they're
definitely building a national database of your fingerprints, and oh my gosh, just think how scary that can be, because everyone goes to Disney World at least once in their lifetime.
Yeah, and a long time ago I even remember going to Universal Studios ride. Well, at the front, as you got on the ride, they wanted to know your first and last name, because when you go through the ride, E.T. would go, "Why, hello there, Alex Johnson," or whatever, and it would in the database, so it would enter it into their computer on the ride.
Jew fearness.
So.
Hello.
Hello.
Jew fearness. Hello.
But yeah, and when I'm in Florida, I'll try to go to Disney World and see how that goes, and if I can.
All right. Anyway.
I'll put a foreign object in there instead of my finger.
Yeah. So.
Just put a band-aid or something.
Oreo X, be sure to you can go in you know those they're kind of like a latex glove, but it's only for your fingers and stuff. You can get that at like Office Depot or something. Try to slip that on before you get in and just see if it'll work with that.
Yeah, because if it doesn't, then the reading will print.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'll do that, definitely, if I do get to go. I will be in Florida next week for a whole week, not far from Disney, so I'll try it.
Maybe you can report in a couple episodes.
All right, I will.
Or an episode or two, whatever. But anyway, so what number are we calling here, just for the record?
I don't remember what you guys said,
All right, yeah, I've got the number. Hold on one second. It was Disney's main number. It's a front area code. Okay, here it is. It says the main number for Walt Disney, 407-824-222. So, 407-824-22.
All right, I'll be right back. Let me call this thing up.
All right, just for the record, we're calling 407-824-2222?
That's correct.
And this tell is brought to you thanks to Folgers.
Yeah. Fuck Folgers. We raped them so hard it wasn't even funny. Fuck. Anyway.
Yeah, I found that Folgers script somewhere and was giving it out in the bin room.
Welcome to Prince Prepaid Calling. Please enter your you have 30 minutes available for this call. Please enter the area code number you wish to call. Please hold while we connect your call.
All right, who's going to do the talking?
I will.
Not me, because I'm way, I've got latency.
I'll talk.
Thanks for calling the Walt Disney World Resort, where magic lives.
Good evening, Walt Disney World. This is Mandy. How may I assist you?
Hi, Mandy. This is Steve McCormick. I'm just a private citizen down here, and I just happened to go on the news or the internet today, and I noticed a little article on how you guys are implementing the finger skinning thing. I was wondering if you could transfer me to someone that could answer a few questions I might have.
I could. Unfortunately, right now, anyone that's at the web alert is.
I'm sorry. I'm having a little trouble understanding you. The phone is breaking up here. It might be a bad line, but could you please repeat what you said?
Right now, anyone that works at the World of Sports will not be in the office. I suggest you call back early in the morning.
Okay. Actually, what I'd like to do then is go ahead and, if at all possible, transfer to someone so I can maybe leave a voicemail message or something.
Unless you know who the person is, I really would not know who exactly to connect to.
Okay. Just anyone.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
I have to look them up by last name.
Okay.
And unless I know the last name of the person in charge of that.
Smith is a common name.
Pardon?
Smith, please.
Okay.
Excuse me, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, I thought I heard something there.
Smith?
I was
asking what the first name was.
Let's try John. I don't really care to. I just want to talk to somebody. Have them call me back or something.
Give me one moment.
Okay.
I can connect to the Wide World of Sports line, and they should have a menu, and you can pick from that menu.
All right. Thank you for your assistance.
Have a magical evening.
I don't see this going anywhere.
Neither do I.
Shall I hang up?
I'll give it a couple more rings.
Right. Once again, a company lying to you.
This is why you should never trust Disney.
Exactly. Alright, kill it.
Alright, well, then.
See, that's what happened. Tell me real purpose. You know, I'd like to have a little bit of information here. Okay, sir, I'll give you this ring out. Beep!
Hey, well, I can try to call tomorrow if you want and try to talk to someone about it.
I'd rather just drop it for now and, I'll get a hold of somebody. You know.
Okay.
Running down to the wire, I guess. I don't know how long we've been recording. That's it. And that's what you get when you trust companies. So don't trust them. You know, that's what you fucking get. You tell them you're going to do something, and they're like, ooh. But anyway, I guess that'll do it for tonight's show. You guys go ahead with the shouts and stuff. I'll pick up the rear.
All right. This is Oriolette signing off. And big shouts to T, even though we couldn't talk tonight. We appreciate you. And adios.
Hello?
Hello. I'm still here. Pony Boy and Delete, are you still here?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, but anyway, okay. Shouts to whoever Oreo was saying. And, Pony Boy.
Alright. Let's see. I will go ahead and give shouts. Yeah, shouts to UT Crazy, too. Just because. Actually, big shouts to UT Crazy for me because he's actually the MP3s for my radio show now. So, thanks a lot for that. Shouts to Black Mesa. Shouts to all the people that are on this show right now because this is a damn fun experience. And, Belcal Radio owns you all.
And Stank Dog, we all have to come back.
Yeah, Stank. Delete, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead and give
a shout. So I guess my shouts would go... Okay, yeah, my shouts would go to, I guess UT Crazy, because I want to be cool and be part of the crowd, and the first person who can get me unbanned from Ben Rev also gets my shouts. And to Slicko and the Basement crew for putting out an awesome show. And kind of did someone went and did a bandwidth attack on the site. And yeah, anyways, so I'm glad to see Basement's back. And shouts to you guys, especially Oreo X, since, you know, he's my little new training.
Alright, cool. You guys there? Alright, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. I have shouts. Shouts to UT. Sorry to leave you out, UT Crazy, but you've got an Xbox radio, and that's where you can do all your shouts, so. Shouts to everyone here. It was a fun episode tonight. Even if I didn't do much, it was hard. And, shouts to Not Theory, of course. He knows what for the PBX and other things. Shouts to Not Theory for even being around. You know, he's the leadest motherfucker on the planet. Enough said. Shouts to Stank Dog. I'm going to miss you, man. Shouts to Dual, Parallel, and Bland Inquisitor. I miss them a lot. God, I wish they were back. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Shouts to Decoder. Man, I can't wait. But,
Free Decoder.
Yeah. Shouts to, Kizzle. And, White Sword. Shouts to everyone.
And thanks for having me and all of us on the show tonight.
Yes, it's been quite a pleasure.
Right. Yeah, me too.
UT, you can stop recording now. Delete, you can, exit now, and, I'll see everyone over on, 6 once everybody stops recording.
Alright, we gotta end this show right though.
Alright.
Because I haven't heard a damn enough cat sex.
Cat sex.
Okay.
Cat sex.
Cat sex. Throwing it down.
End the show.